Princess Mercedes Dietrichstein comes from one of the richest and most powerful Moravian aristocratic families that in the 16th century settled in the town of Mikulov. Her family lived there until 1945 when the chateau was destroyed and the property confiscated. In this week's special, Mercedes Dietrichstein talks to us about what it is like to be an aristocrat in the 20th century. Mercedes Dietrichstein has a long pedigree with a noble bearing to go with it. She was born to a family of politicians, diplomats, army leaders and clerics who for several centuries served the rulers of Austria. Perhaps the best known of her ancestors, Cardinal Franz Dietrichstein, lived at the turn of 16th and 19th centuries. He was the Bishop of Olomouc and the Governor of Moravia at the same time. But the 20th century was quite a different era for aristocrats, especially in Central Europe. In 1918, the Austro-Hungarian Empire broke up to pieces, and several countries were established in its place, including Czechoslovakia.
Perhaps so many people very sad, because a very powerful empire finished, which had been sort of placed in the middle of Europe against the East, of which Bohemia was the important, very important part. But when it finished, the Ottomans. And of course, for many, it was a big change. They took away titles, they took it away here, they took it away in Austria. Austria was much redder than Czechoslovakia. My father, since the year 18, was Czech. It was an era that finished. But you had your heart, you served a certain regime during many years. Not he, he was such too young, but my grandfather surely did, and all my ancestors.
Princess Maria Olga de las Mercedes, as her full name runs, was born in 1932 in Vienna, where her family owned a palace. In winter, the family stayed in the Austrian capital, and they spent their summers in the Baroque Chateau in Mikulov. That's where Mercedes Dietrichstein first went to school.
When I went to Mikulov to the Volksschule, how do you call it, to the school of smaller children, and our administrator took me there and said, "This is the daughter of our prince. Oh, darling, where would you like to sit? In what place?" There. Took a child away, and I sat there, and everything was wonderful. But 2 years later, the same man took me to the gymnasium director, to the rector, and he said, "Here's the daughter of our prince. There are no princes in the Third Reich."
The Dietrichstein stayed in Mikulov until 1944. Mercedes' memories of the little town on the Moravian-Austrian border are somewhat overshadowed by the Nazis in power when she was growing up. At the very end of the war, on the day the Red Army was approaching Mikulov, the chateau burned to the bottom. The family stayed in Austria and in 1949 left for Argentina, where Mercedes's mother came from. Mercedes Dietrichstein decided to become a psychoanalyst, a profession she has had ever since. She first revisited the country of her childhood in 1986, but this time did not make it to Mikulov yet. Her impressions of the visit to Prague, still under communist rule, were very bleak.
Well, it was very sad in that moment, because it was winterish, it was grey. You know how Prague was in those years, but you can't know that. It was dark, black, but I wanted to see it. I opened the icebox and in the hotel, and there was champagne, wine with my crest. And it shocked me a lot.
The first visit to Mikulov after almost 60 years had to wait until the communist regime in Czechoslovakia was gone. But then again, it was a visit to remember.
Immediately after the wall fell, I lunched with a friend of mine in the Sach in Vienna, and she said, "We're going to Mikulov." "I know, but I want to go. I mean, it hurts me to go there. I mean, it pains me." "No, no, no, I'm taking her today." So she had a car. We came to the border. I had no visa. She spoke very well, you know. "Ah, no, no, she's a daughter. She must come and see her people here in the crypt. She will leave her passport here. Let her in." "Oh, yes, okay," they said. And so we entered. She went to the police station and said, "We want immediately the mayor and the police chef to come here." They came and they opened everything for us to see.
Thank you. Mercedes Dittrichstein has filed a lawsuit against the Czech state to get back the former property of her family. She says her attitude to the people in Mikulov and their attitude towards her has changed a lot since she first came back.
Many years I didn't want to think about it because it hurt my parents a lot. They loved it. Don't forget, 500 years is a long time, and my grandmother never even wanted to know it had been burned, you know. She died very quickly afterwards. They lived there practically a great part of the year. I can't yet understand it very well, you see. It hurts me, it in a certain way, very much. But what can I do? I can only try and get it back. And I think it's very unjust because there's no reason to do it. And even in the banished laws, there are exceptions, you know, for the people who are not Nazis, who are persecuted by them. But I think in the town, they don't even know about us. And that is what worries me a lot.
In a world that is so different from the times when princes were riding in their carriages up the paved roads to the Mikulov Chateau, a world that has often more respect for values quite alien to the aristocratic creed, what does being an aristocrat mean today?
Being an aristocrat is an obligation. Of course, before, you had all the power to use your obligations and to do things for the towns, for the people who work for you, for culture, for painters, for anything. Now, I don't have that power. But we try and continue in my family to take all the responsibility can in our possibilities to help. Well, I do it in Argentina, and I would do it here, of course. I mean, so that is an aristocrat with a title or without a title.